Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
This is continuing coverage of the trial of Karen Reed from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Okay. Like I said, we gotta get something to do.
Thank you. Be seated.
All right, so we're ready to pick right up where we left off.
We're ready. Thank you, Your Honor.
So I'll just be clear, the objection's overruled, Mr. Jackson.
Thank you.
What was that minute?
Right, Sergeant, we're going to start up again with the video.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Your Honor, for the record, I believe we're picking up where it was paused, which was 5:35:36.
Okay.
And Sergeant, as far as the condition of the vehicle as you observe it in this sort of pause still shot of the video, is that a fair and accurate portrayal of the condition as far as the snow or ice or anything you observe on that vehicle when it came into the Sally Port garage?
Yes, it is.
Ms. Gilman, if you could play from there. If you could just pause there for a moment. As the sergeant's almost falling in the video.
All right, so keep your voice up.
Sergeant Mechanic, with reference to any individuals you see in this video, do you recognize any of those individuals?
I can recognize Trooper Proctor myself. Other than that, I don't remember exactly who else was present at this moment in time.
If you could, sir, using the laser pointer before you, just direct your attention to where you observe yourself and where you observe Trooper Proctor.
That's Trooper Proctor and myself, then.
At any point in time when you were present with this vehicle in the Southport garage this evening of January 29, 2022, did either yourself or did you observe Trooper Proctor touch or manipulate in any way the right rear passenger side area of that vehicle?
No, we did not.
And Ms. Gilman, if you can play from here. Sergeant Mechanic, from what you're observing in this video, what you've seen or what you recall from this, what is it that you and Trooper Proctor and some of the other officers are doing now?
We're establishing a perimeter around the vehicle with yellow tape in order to prevent or alert and advise anyone in the area to stay away from the vehicle.
Ms. Gilman, if you could just play it to the end, please. You can take that down, Mr. Officer. We can have the lights back on. Now, Sergeant Mechanic, you wear of a warrant that was executed on that vehicle on February 1st of 2022?
I am aware.
And you yourself were not present for that, is that correct?
I was not present for the execution, no, sir.
Trooper Proctor was, as far as you're aware, is that correct?
That's correct.
Now, the next time that you were within the Canton Police Department Sallyport garage with the vehicle was on February 2nd, is that correct?
That's correct.
And on that day, where did the vehicle go from the police station?
From the Canton Police Station, I escorted the vehicle to the Milton Barracks for safekeeping.
And why was it taken from the Canton Police Station on February 2nd to the Milton Police Barracks? Or what had occurred in the intervening part between January 29th and February 2nd?
The Canton Police Department had recused themselves from interviews and in that portion of the investigation. And now that the vehicle had been processed, we needed to free up the Canton Sallyport so they can utilize that facility for transporting prisoners to their facility and booking. So we stored the now processed vehicle back at the Milton Barracks in a unheated garage.
And, Your Honor, if with the court's permission, if I could publish just a very brief portion of what's been marked as Exhibit 34.
Okay.
Which is the Canton Police Department Sallyport garage camera.
Okay.
And, Ms. Gilman, what you have up there, I'm sorry, February 2nd, 2022, approximately 8:09 a.m. And I'm just going to ask you to play that through till about 8:10:26. Let's give it a few quick. Sergeant, just for orientation purposes, again, this is another camera from within the same Sallyport garage, is that correct?
That's correct. That's the opposite view from what we just viewed in the previous video.
And as far as any of the people within this video, do you recognize any of the individuals in there?
I believe that's myself and then another officer. I don't know who that other officer is.
And just again, using the laser pointer, if you could direct your attention to where you see yourself. And as far as the condition of the vehicle from January 29th when you saw it on that day to February 2nd when you saw it on that day, as far as the exterior of the vehicle, what if anything was different or what if anything did you note or observe?
I noted the taillight removed and the evidence collected.
And as far as the snow and the caked on ice that you observed on that prior day, was that still present on February 2nd?
No, that had melted away.
And Ms. Gilman, if you could again, I'm sorry, just play through to 8:10:26. You can take that down. And Mr. Officer, we can have the lights back on. Thank you. Now, Sergeant Buchanan, with regard to Mr. O'Keefe's house at One Meadows Avenue in Canton, at some point did you become aware throughout the course of your investigation that there were exterior cameras affixed to that residence as well?
Yes, I did.
and those were Ring cameras, is that correct?
That's correct.
Now, with respect to investigation, what, if any, steps were taken in order to secure any of that footage from the exterior of the house, from the Ring?
Objection.
No, I'll allow it.
We applied for multiple search warrants.
Objection.
All right, I'll see you at sidebar on this.
Muted.
And so, sir, during the course, well, let me ask you this. As far as this or any other investigation is concerned, how is it that members of your unit sort of work through an investigation or work on a case?
We...
Objection, Your Honor.
No, I'm going to allow that.
As a case comes in, we address each case on an individual basis based on the evidence that is presented through testimony and physical evidence that is recovered. That is what guides our investigations, and we then develop leads and process information collected. Sometimes information needs to be collected from third-party holders of data or service providers, at which point to access that data, we apply for search warrants, which are guided.
Okay, so leave it, move on from that.
Thank you.
So you apply for search warrants, we'll move on from that.
So, Sergeant, my question is more geared toward as far as individual personnel within within your unit. How is it, is an investigation conducted as far as one trooper does everything, or is it a collaborative effort, or how is that?
The reason I say we is because every investigation takes the entire unit typically to put an effort in to conduct interviews, analysis, and so forth. So it's a team effort each and every time. No investigation is a one-man show. That's why we call it a case officer, not a lead investigator, because the case officer organizes the individuals to assign different tasks and collect and organize the data that comes back from the third-party providers and from the interviews that are conducted.
As far as the interviews that are conducted through the course of this or any other investigation, is there ever an interview that's conducted just by one trooper or one person in any investigation that you've done with this unit?
It is, no. We conduct interviews with two people, whether it's a trooper and a local detective, or two troopers assigned to our office, other state police agent unit within the agency.
Now, as far as the case officer, who was the case officer on this particular investigation?
The case officer in this investigation was Trooper Michael Proctor.
And Trooper Proctor works under your supervision, is that correct?
That's correct.
So as far as a search warrant for the Ring video from One Meadows Avenue, who specifically sat down, put pen to paper, and wrote the search warrant?
Trooper Proctor was the affiant.
And as far as from that search warrant, are you aware of the materials that were provided by Ring in response to that search warrant?
Objection.
I'm going to allow it.
I am aware of it.
And have you reviewed both the material as well as the videos that were provided by Ring in response to that search warrant?
I did.
Now, with reference to those... With reference to those videos, specifically, did you observe a, if you know, with respect to those videos, how were they sort of ordered sequentially when in the manner in which they were provided as far as date, time, things of that nature?
Ask it differently, Mr. Lally.
So, the videos that you received from Ring that you reviewed, correct?
Yes, I did.
Objection.
No, I'll allow that. So, he's reviewed videos from Ring. Next question.
What, if any, information did they contain as far as date or time?
The data provided back from Ring provided videos. There was no date and time on the labeling of the identifier, unique identifier for each video, but it was presented in a sequential order, knowing that the last video presented from the provider was the last video within the scope of our request, and the first one being the first in that timeline.
In the scope of your request, the scope of the request of the warrant, what time frame are we talking about?
Objection.
I'll allow that.
The first warrant we requested from January 24th at midnight through January 30th at midnight.
And with respect to those videos that were provided, you reviewed each of those, is that correct?
That's correct.
And Your Honor, with the court's permission, I would ask to publish certain of those videos for the court this time.
So are these, why don't we come to sidebar?
You are unmuted.
Ms. Gilman, if I could have from what's been previously marked as Exhibit 6, first video 119. If you could pause there, Ms. Gilman. Now, with reference to this particular video number 119 in Exhibit 6, Sergeant, what, if anything, can you tell the jury as far as the timing of this particular video?
Based on the appearance of the driveway, we know that this recording took place prior to the blizzard of January 29th.
And as far as anything that you observe in this video, as far as vehicles or people within those vehicles, what, if anything, did you observe within this video?
I observed Mr. O'Keefe's car parked in the same location as he typically parked it, and then...
Objection.
I'll strike the as he typically parked it.
And then a black SUV parked perpendicularly to Mr. O'Keefe's vehicle, adjacent to the entryway to the garage.
Please tell me if you could press play from there. At some point in the course of your viewing of this video or the video surrounding it, were you able to identify the operator of the vehicle, the black SUV?
Yes, that is the defendant operating her black and color Lexus SUV bearing Massachusetts plate 3GC684.
And if Ms. Gilman, if you could play it. Now, Sergeant Mechanic, are you also aware from your review of the Ring videos from One Meadows Ave, another video depicting the defendant leaving the house sometime shortly after 5 a.m. on January 29th?
Yes, I am.
And Ms. Gilman, if I could also from Exhibit 6 ask for, video 153. If you can just pause there for a moment. Now, Sergeant, with reference to this video and the one just previously from 119, where is Mr. O'Keefe's vehicle parked in relation to this video vis-a-vis the other video?
The vehicle's parked in the back corner of the driveway along the fence in the same location that as it's parked in the previous video.
And at some point, do you see the defendant's vehicle back out of the garage in the same directionality that it did in the prior video 119?
Yes, you do.
And Ms. Gilman, if you could press. Now, as far as the operator of that vehicle, are you able to observe who that operator is within that vehicle?
I observed the vehicle being operated. I cannot identify who the individual is, and from that shot right there.
At any point in the shot or the video that you observed, are we able to recognize the operator's vehicle?
Not from that shot, no.
Now, with respect to the timing of this video, what time in the morning is this video?
The timing of this video is approximately 5:07 a.m. when the defendant left the home through the garage via her vehicle.
Hey, Ms. Gilman, if you could play through that. Yeah. Now, from this particular pause portion of the video, Sergeant, what, if anything, of significance do you observe within the still shot of this portion of the video 153?
The portion of this video in the still shot presented identifies a missing, damaged rear right taillight, exposing the white light coming from the right side of that taillight.
And if you could, using the laser pointer, before you draw the jury's attention to what you're talking about as far as that area of the defendant's vehicle. Now, earlier in that video, did you observe the defendant's vehicle coming close to or coming into contact with Mr. O'Keefe's vehicle?
Yes, I did.
And as far as Mr. O'Keefe's vehicle, at least from this video, what, if any, damage did you observe to Mr. O'Keefe's vehicle?
No damage.
And as far as the ground area around where Mr. O'Keefe's vehicle is parked, specifically the rear of that vehicle, what, if any, red pieces or anything do you observe on the ground around Mr. O'Keefe's vehicle?
Nothing was observed.
Ms. Gilman, if you could press. Ms. Gilman, from Exhibit 6, if I could have video number 165. If you can pause there, please. And Sergeant, have you reviewed this video as well?
Yes, I have.
And when time-wise, in relation to January 29th, approximately, is this video?
It's approximately like 12:30 in the afternoon.
And as far as the vehicles in the foreground area from this particular camera shot, do you know whose vehicles those are?
Yes. The vehicle in the top left corner is Mr. O'Keefe's vehicle. Vehicle in the middle left is the defendant's vehicle. And I do not know who the other two vehicles are.
I'm just telling you if you could press play. And Sergeant, from the two individuals exiting from that vehicle, do you recognize who those individuals are?
Yes, I do.
And if you could, just using the laser pointer, direct the jury's attention to whom you recognize and identify who that person is.
That there is the defendant, and that there is Mr. Reed.
Again, Mr. Reed, the defendant's father, is that correct?
That's correct.
And Ms. Gilman, if you could press play.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Gilman, if you could pull up video 166 from the same Exhibit 6. Pause there just for a moment. Sergeant, do you recognize the person that just exited from that vehicle and behind the defendant's vehicle?
Yes, I do.
Who do you recognize that to be?
As the defendant's brother.
And then, Ms. Gilman, if you could press play. Ms. Gilman, if I could have from the same Exhibit 6, video 171. Ms. Gilman, you can take that down. And Mr. Officer, we can have the lights back on. Sergeant, from your review of those videos, at various points you observed the defendant's brother cleaning off the defendant's car, correct?
That's correct.
At any point in time did you observe the defendant's brother cleaning off the area of the right rear passenger side's taillight of the defendant's car?
I did not.
Now, Sergeant, turning your attention to February 1st of 2022, yourself and Trooper Connor Keith, is that someone you're familiar with?
I am.
And he works within your unit as well?
Yes, he does.
And at some point, did you and Trooper Keith on that day go to the CF McCarthy's establishment?
Yes, we did.
And what was the purpose of your visit to CF McCarthy's on that day?
The purpose of our visit was to retrieve surveillance video during the target time in question that we knew the victim and the defendant had visited the establishment. Also, any transaction receipts that we could collect from that location.
And were you able to retrieve both video as well as transaction receipts from that establishment?
We were.
And I'm sorry, my apologies. Before I get into that, may I approach the witness, Your Honor?
Yes.
Thank you. Sergeant, I'm showing you a series of 14 photographs or still shots. If you could just look at those and look up when you finish. And do you recognize those, sir?
I do.
And what do you recognize those to be?
I recognize these to be still photographs of the Ring video that we just watched.
And that would be video 153, the one with the defendant backing out sometime after 5 a.m. on January 29th.
That's correct.
May I approach, Your Honor?
Yes.
Call Malton Teague to introduce and admit as the next exhibit.
Okay.
No objection.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Your Honor, with the court's permission, may I publish just a couple of these photographs?
Okay.
Ms. Gilman, if I could have photograph number 30. And Sergeant, you recognize what's up on the screen now as exhibit 456?
I do.
And Ms. Gilman, if you could just zoom towards the rear of the vehicle.
Yes.
And Sergeant, what's up on the screen now? If you could direct the jury's attention with that laser pointed to the area of the rear passenger side taillight that you were describing damaging before. Thank you, sir. Okay. Ms. Gilman, you can take that down. Thank you, sir. Mr. Officer, you can have the lights back up. Thank you, sir. So, Sergeant Buchanan, if I could take you, again, I'm sorry, back on February 1st to see if McCarthy's. You secured video and receipts from that establishment on that day?
That's correct.
And as far as the video and receipts, were you then able to subsequently review those at some point?
Yes, I was.
Now, first, starting with respect to the video, Your Honor, may I approach?
Yes.
I'm showing you two photographs of still shots. Just ask you to look at those, look up when you're finished. And do you recognize those, sir?
Yes, I do.
And what do you recognize those to be?
Those are still shots of the C.F. McCarthy's surveillance video that we collected from that establishment, from the dining room camera angle.
May I approach again, Your Honor?
Yes.
I'm about to seek to introduce in a minute as the next.
No objection.
Thank you.
It's 461 and 460.
Thank you.
And Your Honor, with the court's permission, if I could ask that those be published to the jury at this point.
Okay.
And Sergeant Buchanan, you recognize what's up on the screen?
Yes, I do.
And if you could, using the laser pointer, draw the jury's attention to what, if anything, of significance you observe in this still shot from the C.F. McCarthy's video.
We observe the victim, Mr. John O'Keefe, here. Appears to be communicating with the defendant here. Mr. Camerano is over here as well. Mr. Sullivan is down here as well. Mr. O'Keefe is wearing the gray, light, two-tone sweatshirt that I held up earlier, as well as the jeans.
And the next still shot is going to this. And similar to this, similar to the previous one, excuse me, Sergeant, do you recognize what's depicted in this still shot here?
Yes, it's, again, the victim on the other side of the defendant, still dressed in the same outfit, and the defendant standing in front of him.
And as far as the bar area adjacent to the defendant, what, if anything, of significance do you know there?
The bar area is located near the taps. The draft beer taps at C.F. McCarthy's. So if you were to look at the bar from the street, that is the left side of the bar orientation on the way to the restrooms.
And I'm sorry, I should have been more specific. As far as the sort of shelf of the bar immediately adjacent to the defendant's left arm, what, if anything, do you observe that?
Here I observe a cylindrical vase-style cocktail glass on the bar, as well as other beer bottles.
Okay. Ms. Gilman, you can take that down. With reference to the C.F. McCarthy's video, Your Honor, with the court's permission, I would ask to publish certain portions of that. It's already been marked as Exhibit 50.
Okay.
Ms. Gilman, if you could, from the first video, if I could ask you to pull it up to about 7 minutes and 50 seconds. And Ms. Gilman, if you could pause just for a moment, I'm just gonna ask you to play from 7:50 to about 8 minutes and 20 seconds in, but I may ask you to pause it. Sergeant, as far as just, again, for orientation purposes, with reference to the
entrance or exit, point of ingress, egress for this bar? Do you observe that somewhere within this video?
Yes, at the top of the screen is the front door to C.F. McCarthy's bar. And as we just viewed, the two gentlemen walking in, they walked in through the front door, heading to the taps area, draft beer location of the bar.
And if you could, just using the laser pointer, direct the jury's attention to that front door area that you're talking about.
The front door area is located right here.
And with respect to those two individuals that came in, do you recognize those two individuals?
Yes, that is the victim, Mr. John O'Keefe, dressed in the same outfit as before, and Mr. Camerano.
I'm assuming if you could play that to about 8:20. If I could ask you from the same exhibits, same exhibit 50 from the third video now. If I could ask you to go to about 6 minutes and 10 seconds in. And I'm going to ask you to play that till about 6 minutes and 43 seconds. If I could ask you to pause just there. As far as the individuals around Mr. O'Keefe and Mr. Camerano, do you observe or recognize anybody else in the bar area around them at this time?
Mr. O'Keefe is sitting next to Mr. Camerano. I believe Mr. Kurt Roberts is there as well, next to Mr. Camerano.
Now, from this time, we're at about 8:51 p.m. or so within the video, is that correct?
That's correct.
Now, as far as the timestamp on this video, what, if any, information were you provided when you retrieved this video on February 1st in relation to that time and its accuracy to sort of what time was?
During video surveillance extraction, we verified the time and date on the system, and that is to show us how far behind in the past or in the future. Sometimes devices are timestamped that's in the future. It hasn't happened yet in real time, but the video is stamped so. So what we do is prior to extracting video, we identify the difference in time between real time and video time. In this case, C.F. McCarthy's video was 12 minutes behind real time.
And thank you. And Ms. Gilman, if you could play this to about 6 minutes and 40, please. Pause there briefly, Ms. Gilman. As far as anyone else within the area of the bar, the area of Mr. East, Mr. Roberts, who, if anyone else, do you recognize in that area at this point?
I recognize the defendant walking in and interacting with the victim, Mr. John O'Keefe.
Ms. Gilman, if you could, within that same video three, I would ask you to go to about 13 minutes and 15 seconds. And I'm going to ask you to play from here to about 14 minutes and 45 seconds. Thank you. pause there. Now, from your review of this video, what, if anything, of significance do you observe in this part of the video?
This part of the video, I observed the defendant reaching over and retrieving a cylindrical, tall cocktail glass from the bartender.
And again, given the understanding that the video is about 12 minutes off as far as the timestamp, the defendant entered about 8:51 p.m. and is receiving this drink about 8:58 p.m. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And if you could, Ms. Newman, play that to... Now, Ms. Gilman, if you could go up to about 32 minutes even in to the same video. Now I'm going to ask you to play that for the next 30 seconds or so to about 32 minutes and 30 seconds. And Sergeant, during that about 30 seconds or so, what, if anything, of significance did you observe the defendant to receive at that point?
A cylindrical cocktail glass.
And so that would be the second drink, is that correct?
That's correct.
And that's at approximately 9:15, is that correct?
That's correct.
And Ms. Gilman, if you could go forward to about 37 minutes into this same video. You could play that for about the next minute or so, to about 38 minutes. Sergeant, again, from that about 1 minute portion from that video, what, if anything, of significance did you observe the defendant receive and do with any items?
She received the shot glass beverage and poured it into the tall cylindrical cocktail glass, and then Mr. John O'Keefe stirred it for her.
And so that would now be the third drink, is that correct?
That is correct.
And that's about 9:20 p.m., is that correct?
That's correct.
Ms. Gilman, if I could direct you to the fourth video, video number four, and ask you to go about 50 seconds into, 5-0, into this video.
5-0.
And I'm going to ask you to play this, Ms. Gilman, from 50 seconds to about 1/3.
Thank you, Ms. Gilman. So, Sergeant, from this particular video, what, if anything, of significance do you observe the defendant receiving during this time frame?
She receives another shot glass beverage and then places that liquid into her tall cocktail glass and stacks the second shot glass into the first shot glass into the first tall cylindrical cocktail glass she had previously received and consumed.
So this would now be the fourth drink, is that correct?
That is correct.
And per the video, that's about 9:33 p.m., is that correct?
That is correct.
And Ms. Gilman, within this same video, if I could ask you to go to about 26 minutes and 30 seconds. Ms. Gilman, if you could pause there for just a moment. I'm going to ask you to play this until about 27:40. Thank you, Ms. Gilman. During that period, Sergeant, what, if anything, of significance did you observe the defendant to receive during that time frame?
She received a tall cylindrical cocktail glass.
And in addition to that, what, if anything, else did she receive from the bartender during that time?
A shot glass size beverage.
And what, if anything, did she do with the shot glass in regard to the larger cylindrical glass?
Placed inside the tall cylindrical cocktail glass.
So that would be drinks 5 and 6, is that correct?
That's correct.
And per the timestamp on the bar video, this is now about 9:57 p.m., is that correct?
That's correct.
And Ms. Gilman, if I could direct you to video number 5. And if I could ask you to go to about 3 minutes in. And ask you to play that till about 3:30 or so. Ms. Gilman. And if I could ask you to go to about 10 minutes and 30 seconds in. And I would ask you to play that for about a minute to about 11:30 or so. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Gilman. So, Sergeant, sort of rounder shots in, during this portion of the video, is that correct?
That's
Sustained. You can ask it differently.
What, if anything, of significance did you observe the defendant and or the group that she was with do in this portion of the video?
In this portion of the video, the two gentlemen to the right of the defendant consume a shot-size beverage.
And as far as the shot glass that the defendant received, what, if anything, do you observe her to do with that?
Objection.
I'll allow it. Or strike that. Just what did you observe, not what she had.
What did you observe the defendant to do during that portion?
Prior to the shots being taken, a shot glass was poured into the cylindrical tall glass.
And again, so that would be drink number 7 at that point?
That would be drink number 6.
And I'm sorry, so the previous portion was a cylindrical drink and then a shot glass that was 5 and 6, is that correct?
Objection.
I think that was the testimony, but ask it differently.
Sure. As far as that drink during that portion, is that drink number 6 or drink number 7? If you...
Objection.
Yeah, in that form, I'll sustain it.
At this point in time in the video, after watching what you've watched, how many drinks has the defendant consumed at this point?
At this point, she's consumed or is in possession of...
Objection.
I'll allow it.
6 drinks.
And this is at approximately 10:29 p.m., is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Ms. Gilman, if you could go to about 20 minutes and 30 seconds in. Actually, play for the next 10, 20 seconds or so. So during that portion of the video, what, if anything, do you observe as to the drink the defendant has and how full it is at that point?
She has a cylindrical tall cocktail glass in her hand.
And can you observe or did you observe how full that glass was?
Drink number 6 is empty or near the bottom, almost empty.
And Ms. Gilman, if I could ask you to go to about 22 minutes and 40, I'm sorry, 22:40 or so within, per the time stamp, I'm sorry. Now, from this portion of the video, Sergeant, what, if anything, do you observe the defendant and Mr. O'Keefe doing in reference to C.F. McCarthy?
Once the defendant got drink number 7, the defendant and Mr. O'Keefe walk out of C.F. McCarthy's, the defendant holding the beverage, tossed cylindrical glass in her hand.
Thank you, sir. Your Honor, may I approach?
Yes.
Ms. Kelman, you can take that down. I'm sorry. I'm showing you a five-page document. Ask you to review that. Look up when you're finished. And do you recognize that document, sir?
Yes, I do.
And what do you recognize it to be?
I recognize it to be a series of transaction receipts from the tabs at C.F. McCarthy's.
And are these the transaction receipts or tabs that you received, you and Trooper Keith received from C.F. McCarthy's on February 1st, 2022?
Yes, they are.
And with reference to those receipts or tabs, to whom, if anyone of significance, do you... So those tabs pertain to?
The first one for 5280 was opened under the bar tab, Karen A. Reed.
And is there also a receipt from John O'Keefe?
Yes, it is. The transaction through the credit card, being a MasterCard for 5280, was paid by Mr. John J. O'Keefe.
And with reference to the items listed within that particular receipt, what, if any, items of significance do you observe listed on the receipts?
On the Karen A. Reed's receipt, one Tito's, $10, one Tito's, $10, one Coors Light, $5.
Objection,
Your Honor. Sustained.
May I approach, Your
Honor? Yes.
I'm off the stage to introduce and admit as an exhibit.
Okay. We probably should approach.
Okay.
Briefly.
You are unmuted.
So, Sergeant Mechanic, on those receipts from C.F. McCarthy's under both Ms. Reed's receipt and Mr. O'Keefe's receipt, there was Tito's Vodka listed on the receipt, correct?
Correct.
Now, also on February 1st, what, if any, other establishments did you go to in the town of Canton?
Myself and Trooper Keefe went up across the street to the Waterfall Bar and Grill and retrieved transaction receipts and video from there as well.
As far as the video is concerned from that establishment, have you reviewed that video as well?
Yes, I did.
And with regard to the receipts from that establishment, you reviewed those as well. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Your Honor, may I approach?
Yes.
So I'm showing you four photographs or still shots. If you could review those and look up when you're finished. And you recognize those, sir?
Yes, I do.
And what do you recognize those to be?
Those are still shots of surveillance video from the Waterfall Bar and Grill on the night of January 29th after midnight, and Mr. O'Keefe is depicted in the still shot.
And those are both interior as well as exterior camera shots of Mr. O'Keefe's sort of exit from the waterfall, is that correct?
That's correct. Interior, him leaving at 12:11 a.m., which the timestamp on the surveillance video at the waterfall was accurate to real time. He is holding a beverage shorter cocktail glass in his right hand as he exits the establishment. He's seen on the exterior camera walking towards Washington Street.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tono.
Yes.
I'm off the seat to introduce the matters and next.
No objection.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Your Honor, with the court's permission, if I could ask that these be published for the jury.
Yes.
And Ms. Gilman, if I could just have the first one. My apologies. Ms. Gilman, if I could have the first one from the interior. Thank you. And Sergeant, do you recognize what's up on the screen, which is now been marked as Exhibit 464?
I do.
And what do you recognize that to be?
That is the still shots presented to me and entered into the exhibit of Mr. O'Keefe walking out of the Waterfall Bar and Grill at 12:11 a.m. on the night of the early morning hours of January 29th, holding a cocktail glass.
And if I could have the second still from Ms. Stillman. And again, do you recognize what's up on the screen, sir?
Yes, sir.
And if you could, using the laser pointer before you, just direct the jury's attention to where you observe Mr. O'Keefe and what, if anything, you observe Mr. O'Keefe holding as he's exiting the waterfall.
Mr. O'Keefe is observed here. He's holding that shorter, fatter cocktail glass as he's walking out of the establishment.
And Ms. Gilman, if I could have from the exterior, just the second one, please. And again, Sergeant, do you recognize what's up on the screen, which is now marked as Exhibit 467?
Yes, I do.
And if you could, using the laser pointer, direct the jury's attention to what, if anything, of significance you observe in this still.
This is Mr. O'Keefe walking out of the waterfall establishment, holding the cocktail glass in his right hand as he walks towards Washington Street.
Thanks. Ms. Gilman, you can take that. Mr. Officer, we can have the lights. Thank you, sir. Your Honor, may I approach the witness?
Yes.
Sir, I'm showing you what's been previously marked as Exhibit 54. Just ask you to look at that and then look up if you could. And you recognize what's contained in Exhibit 54?
I do recognize, yes.
And are those the receipts that you received from the waterfall when you went there on February 1st?
Yes, they are.
Thank you. May I approach again, Your Honor?
Yes.
Now, sir, with reference to the waterfall, in regard to the timestamp on that surveillance video, what, if anything, were you told as far as the accuracy of that timestamp when you retrieved that video?
That video was confirmed to be accurate in time, as in real time. No discrepancy.
And Your Honor, with the court's permission, if I could just publish three quick clips from what's been marked as Exhibit 53.
Okay.
Your Ms. Gilman, if I could ask from channel 3, the second video down. If I could ask you to go from the timestamp on the top of the screen to 10:54 in 25 seconds. I could ask you to pause right there. So, Sergeant, from that particular portion of the video, what, if anything, of significance did you observe occur there?
That portion of video depicts Mr. John O'Keefe walking in with the defendant. Defendant gesturing to a group of people at the top of the screen, and then Mr. O'Keefe walking over and giving a hug to an individual that's part of the group.
Okay. So from the same channel 3, Ms. Gilman, if I could have from the fourth video down. If I could ask you to go 11:39 in 40 seconds. Thank you. And in about 5 to 10 seconds or so, I'm going to ask Ms. Gilman if you could pause it, and I'm just going to ask Sergeant if you could direct your attention to sort of the top right corner of the screen. Thank you, Ms. Gilman. Pause there. From that portion of the video, you observed the defendant in that portion of the video?
Yes, I did.
And what, if anything, did you observe her to be doing?
She retrieves a drink from the table and appears to consume it.
Now, as far as the drink and the tall cylindrical glass that you observed her walking out of C.F. McCarthy's with, what, if anything, do you observe from the glass that she's taking a sip of from this portion of the video of the waterfall?
It's a shorter, fatter style glass compared to the cylindrical tall style that she walked out of C.F. McCarthy's with.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Gilman, you can take that down. Mr. Officer, if we could have the lights. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Lally, why don't we end for the day? It's been a long day. Everybody ready to go home?
Yeah, okay.
All right, so Sergeant, we're going to meet you back tomorrow, and I'll ask you to just follow the jurors out when they leave. So jurors, the same reminders, please do not discuss this case with anyone. Don't do any independent research or investigation into the case. If you happen to see, hear, or read anything about the case, please disregard it and let us know. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
All rise for the court, please. Follow me.
And I will see counsel at sidebar about scheduling, please.
Sidebar, please.
All right. What's there to adjourn?
More raw courtroom coverage of the trial of Karen Reed is coming up from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. Press subscribe so you don't miss a minute.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.